Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
6:55 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Cannot believe it. Packers quarterback Jordan Love practicing already. Now, head coach Matt LaFleur said he was limited in practice as we bring in ESPN's Jen Latta. What's limited mean?
It means he didn't fully practice.
Didn't do all the stuff.
And I know that because Matt LaFleur said it four times. He was limited.
Because right. he doesn't want to say anything else,
I think he's
right?
frustrated. Don't you think Matt LaFleur's frustrated? I think Matt LaFleur wants his starting quarterback out there. I think, obviously, he put together a really good game plan for Malik Willis. I was watching the JT O'Sullivan. If you don't watch the quarterback school on YouTube or Twitter, you should. He broke down the entire game of Malik Willis. And basically, he said, guardrails. This was a game plan where a quarterback went out there, doesn't have all the clubs in his bag, as he put it, but they put guardrails around him. It was like a 1-2 read offense, which is like if your first option isn't there and your second option is run, right?
He calls for it your life.
An SRO offense, which is a screen read option as opposed to a pass run option, rather. So, I mean, they definitely catered the game plan, catered the offense to what Malik Willis can do.
So what's he frustrated about?
I think he wants Jordan Love out there.
Okay.
Right?
Right, yes.
You know, and I think that... You know, the MCL is one of those injuries. You saw him walking on the sideline last week. He's out there practicing. I think that this is just going to be another few weeks for him to get comfortable with the knee injury. He's going to have to wear a brace when he does get back out there. And, you know, we're just kind of taking it day by day, week by week at this point.
Do you go with, and this is a difficult situation for Matt LaFleur, the other people involved in the decision, do you go with an 80%? Or a 75% or a 70% Jordan Love versus 100% Malik Willis?
This is my opinion. I think they would prefer to, but don't you think Jordan Love has the ultimate say in that? And if Jordan Love doesn't want to set foot back out on the field until he's 100%, I think you have to defer to the QB.
Or unless he wants to come back and they're like, oh, hey, let's,
right.
let's get
yeah,
one more
Yeah, there's those
week.
Guys who are like, no, I can go. Like, no, you cannot.
Sure. And that's all, that's why you have medical teams and stuff who can give you the green light. How do you feel about their chances this weekend against Tennessee? Obviously a familiar foe for Malik Willis since that's where he was traded from.
What worries me is they've got a very good defense. I think, and granted, they're only 2 weeks into the season, but they're the number one run defense and number 10 defense overall.
And that's
so
how
this
we
will
made...
be an entirely different story than running roughshod over Indianapolis.
Because that's how we made our
right.
money last week, right? That's how the Packers made their money. That's how they picked up the first downs was running Josh Jacobs as much as they did. So yeah,
but
I think it'll...
we're pretty good at running, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's really good.
Yeah.
But
offensive line is pretty good.
I don't imagine that it will be as easy as it was last week. And of course, one of the big things that the video that I watched was talking about was this was the first time anyone had seen Malik Willis running an offense. This was the first time they had seen Matt LaFleur, these type of plays. That's the other thing I think people forget. It's not just Malik Willis who is learning the offense. When you're installing a different offense, it's everybody,
yes,
the
right.
line, the skill
right.
position players. So kudos to them for the big win. I don't know that it will be as easy this week, but I still think the Packers walk out of there with a victory.
I like it. Let's keep it going. Packers, Brewers, when do the Bucks start? Let's go.
Take a break, Bucks. I don't have enough bandwidth right now.
No kidding. 6:58 in Wisconsin's Morning News.